Ah, there we are. Miss Caitlin?
Hello.
Are you there?
I am.
Well, this music's super loud. I always forget how awesome this intro is.
It's that awesome.
It is. It's pretty awesome. It's pretty loud. What's up, guys? Law and Disorder coming at you from home. We're still at home.
Our separate homes, not one home.
Yeah, yeah. We're not living together. We're just at home.
Yeah, I don't like you that much.
No, I don't either. I don't like me that much. So what's up? We are here. Oh, let's give a shout out to the sponsors. Like, I never do this. I always act like I don't know how to do this. Wavespace Audio is doing, they've done the music, all this background music courtesy of Wavespace Audio. CanYouLendAHand.org, Dish Young Ideas. Did I say Can You Lend a Hand already?
You did.
I did. Twice. East Texas Championship Wrestling, the local game store, Ace Remodeling, and Texas Sound Works.
Woo, you got them all.
I got them all. And here we are. It is the last week of May 2020. We have been quarantining, whatever the hell, what do we want to call this?
Quarantining,
We've been socially distant for quite a while now.
3 months.
I guess it has been that long, right?
Yeah, that's a whole season.
Mm-hmm. It's led me to drinking tonight, by the way. I got this little concoction that my friends at my new employer have basically told me about. It's like a vodka, and then it's like some pre-made mix you can buy at the store, but it's like lime juice and cucumber juice and mint. It's really good.
Ooh. So like a mojito.
Kind of, yeah. And you just throw something, you throw it on ice.
Except it's vodka instead of tequila.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm sorry, it's rum. They're made with rum.
But then I throw a little tajin in there. Do you know what tajin is? The little Mexican spice that you put on like your fruit.
Oh, I don't like that.
Throw
stuff.
Throw some tajin on there. Mm-hmm. It's good, girl. It's good shit.
Well, I'm glad it's making you feel better.
Yeah, it's been good. How do we sound, by the way? You're the one that's in charge of the all that good stuff, right?
Oh,
now.
We sound beautiful.
Good. Okay.
We sound so good.
Just I checking. Love us. So before we get started, I want to kick a shout out to Andrew, my son Andrew. He graduated kindergarten today.
Woohoo!
I'm gonna throw up a little video, y'all, for y'all. Bam! Here he is. We did a socially distant graduation, and we took the doors off the Jeep, and we decorated the Jeep. And they came up, like, we went up to the school, and they gave him his little certificate, and they gave him, you know, all his little stuff. So really proud of him. He was a trooper, because obviously he's been dealing with being at home for the last couple of months. You know, mm-hmm. And they even gave me, well, not me, they gave me and Myrna. Well, we'll say me. They gave us an award for like being an outstanding teacher.
Too bad they couldn't give you money.
And I was super stoked. I don't want their money. I don't make any damn money. So I was super stoked, you know. He was excited, you know. So shout out.
Yeah, it was basically like his own float in a parade. That's so fun.
Shout out to him. So, yeah, I saved all the logos for all the sponsors, and I still don't have it. So, I'm tired of being socially distant. I'm tired of manning this whole thing.
I feel ya. It's almost becoming the new norm, though. When I go out to places, it's like, I don't even have to think twice about it. Like, before I get out of the car, it's grab your face mask, get your hand sanitizer, go in. Do your thing. Don't touch anybody.
Don't touch anybody. Don't look at anybody. Don't do anything.
Don't breathe. Don't hear anybody.
I did almost have a panic attack at Walmart the other day at the local Walmart.
What happened?
It was last Friday before Memorial Day, Friday before Memorial Day. And everybody was just like so congested. They were all so close to each other. And they didn't have any masks on, and everybody was just acting like it was another Memorial Day weekend. And I'm with my mask on. I don't have gloves. I just got my mask, and I'm just like, I want to freaking have a heart attack right now. You know, just whatever. I'm just tired.
It was It was really weird. So today I went to the doctor. I had to get a vaccine. So I was literally there for 10 minutes just to see a nurse, get my shot, and leave. And I remember I drove up to the doctor, and like the parking lot was full. Like there were a lot of cars there. So I'm like, oh, great. It's going to be busy in there. There's going to be a lot of sick people. Not great that they're sick, but still, I didn't want to be around all that. So I put my mask on. I get out of the car. I walk inside, and there's nobody there.
Well, where the hell was everybody at?
Like I walked in and a nurse was there and she had to ask me questions and take my temperature. And once I passed the temperature and the questions test, she let me inside and the only people in there were nurses.
Well, that's
And
nice.
so after they checked me in, they took me back to like a room to get my shot and I didn't see a single person. But the parking lot was full and I'm like, where are
Where are
they
they all
hiding
at?
all these people? I don't know. And so she gave me my shot and then I left. And I still didn't see a single person other than a nurse. It was weird. I'm like, where are all these people? Where are they hiding them? How many rooms do they have?
Where were they? Did we ever figure this out?
No. And I didn't ask because I was just trying to get in and out of there as fast as possible. But I actually really liked it because I wasn't around a single person that wasn't a nurse there. So it was great.
So, what kind of vaccine did you get? Are you allowed to tell me what kind of vaccine you got?
Oh, I don't mind. Yeah, I had to go get my second HPV vaccine. It's actually really good for all women to get. It helps with a lot of different things. It can help prevent cancer when I'm older, stuff like that. And I hadn't gotten it, so I knew it was time to go in and get her done. So,
You go, girl. Look at you with your cancer awareness.
oh yeah, oh yeah. My
So
doctor knows.
they know. So, kind of what we've been talking about the last couple of days is everything's changed. Summer's here. Now, granted, you watch CNN or the Today Show, and everybody's just like wandering around. Everybody's just out in the open. They're having a good time. Like, nothing's going on. Really freaked out by that. I'm really freaked out by that.
Me too.
But for us normal people who have common sense and who have, foresight, we actually are thinking differently this year. So we've compiled a list of things that we're doing different this year than what we were doing last year. So I think we want to go about that and talk about it and just kind of like compare notes, because I'm sure some of the things you're doing are the same as mine, but you probably have some stuff that you're doing that I'm not doing.
Yeah, because you've seen my list. I haven't seen your list.
So am I going first or you going first?
You can go
I'm
first.
going to go first.
You're
Okay.
the man in charge. You go first.
I am not the man in charge. Whoever lied to you and said I'm in charge of anything is lying to you. So let's see. I got to pull up my notes here. I'm working on being okay. So one of the ones that I've pointed out is the way I'm working out. Now, first of all, I'd like to point out that I'm not really working out much at all right now. It just hadn't happened. But the times that I have worked out, it's been at home. And it's been like around the house. We have a pool, so I swim. Or my version of swimming, which is not swimming, but
Floating is not swimming,
floating,
Sergio.
No, like I'll do some cardio stuff in there. There's tons of cardio exercises you can do in the pool that don't hurt your joints. I'm getting old, so I gotta worry about those things. But also, like, I've gone for walks, around the neighborhood or around the park. My gym opened up last week. Yeah, I think it was last Monday the gym opened up. And they're doing everything they can to get us to come in. And hey, we're giving you a free month to figure out if you want to stay with us. And we're giving you gloves, and we want you to wear a mask. And I think they sent me an email saying something like they were going to give me gloves if I wanted them, or it was highly suggested I wear gloves. But then they also were going to give me like a spray bottle when I walked in, like a antibacterial whatever spray bottle or Lysol whatever. But what kind of hassle is that? Like, you go to the gym, it's already kind of a hassle to get there. And then you get there, you just want to work out. Like, you don't have to worry about disinfecting everything. And I mean, granted, I disinfect. I do go clean my stuff before I work out and after I work out. But it's different because now I feel like I have to clean everything around me. I mean, before, if I was using a pair of dumbbells, I would clean them. I would be conscious about it. But now it's like, okay, there's a whole rack of, you know, 20 sets of dumbbells of different sizes. I pick up two, but do I have to worry about cleaning the two off that are next to it and the two that are next to, like, within a 6-foot radius? Do I need to clean them all off?
Yeah.
Like, is that my new norm?
Just about.
So, I mean, is that really convenient for me? And then when you sweat, I don't know about you, I sweat. But when you sweat, you're like, you know, you're like doing this and you're doing that. It's like, okay, I'm doing everything I'm not supposed to do because I'm sweating. And I'm touching all this stuff that has all these other germs. I don't know. It just doesn't seem like a good idea right now.
No, it doesn't. It's a lot more work than what you should have to do for the money you're paying for.
I mean, I see people that are going back and working out. I mean, I understand you want to get out and about. You want to, you know, work on your health. But it's like, is that really going to help you long term? Like, are you gonna end up in a bad spot there?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going in an enclosed environment with 20, 30, 40 other people. But then, like, they're not all as clean as you are. I've already discussed this 100 times. But my version of clean is not the same version of everybody else's clean. I take 2 showers a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't take a shower in the gym, by the way.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make any sense. The bathroom is open. So, like, my gym, for example, you walk in and it's an open concept area. There's bathrooms, like toilets and stuff on one side. There's showers and there's like a little wall, like a little partition. And then there's showers and lockers. So you're trying to tell me I can go in there in the bathroom, but in the same shared area, I can't use the shower. It's the same area.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it's a whole different room.
At least in the shower, you're washing the corona off.
Exactly. I don't know. It just seems, it's like too much gray area.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny that you bring that up because my number one on my list was also about working out. And this summer, I will be working out at home versus going to the gym. I've already canceled my gym membership. They actually made it very easy. I just printed this form out online and sent it in, and they already canceled it. Because normally you have to call in and a representative tries to convince you to not cancel. But I guess because of Corona, they're not doing any of that. So I just canceled it.
That was easy.
Yeah. Yeah, super easy. I just mailed it in and it was done. But my thoughts exactly, because when I go to the gym, I don't want to have to worry about wearing a mask. I can't wear gloves when I work out because your hands get too sweaty. Now, I've worn like workout gloves before, which are different because they don't have fingertips. But to wear like plastic gloves, I don't think is smart. And I don't think it's necessary because I know those kinds of gloves are still kind of in short supply. So medical professionals need those. And I would feel really bad if I was wasting them just trying to work out.
Yes, I am not a medical professional and I don't deserve to wear gloves. Yeah. I will agree with you.
And I don't feel right going to a place where not only 40 or 50 people could be infecting me, but I could be infecting all those people. And I live in a very suburban area, and there's a lot of like families that live around here. Mm-hmm. And I know 60% of the people in that gym have kids they're going home to, and I don't want to expose them to something for them to expose it to their kids. And it's just, my gym didn't even offer a discount either on their monthly rates.
Like to stay?
To stay. So they did postpone my monthly payments. Like, I haven't paid the past 2 months because the gym's been closed, obviously. Mm-hmm. Which is what I expected. But after all this, gyms are never going to be the same. They're going to have to keep up with these cleaning measures for the foreseeable future, in my opinion. So if that's going to be the case, I think I should pay less money per month since I'm exposing myself to this virus potentially every time I go there. And that's not something they're going to offer, obviously. And so I don't want to keep paying the full price when I have to do more work to clean and I'm risking myself. So I just said, screw it. To be honest, last year and the year before, I'm pretty sure half the times I got sick was because I caught something at the gym. I guarantee it. Like, I'm pretty sure I got pink eye at the gym last year.
Ew.
I haven't had pink eye since, I've had pink eye like one other time. Yeah, you were like five. Yeah. I probably got it from some kid in my kindergarten class that didn't wash his hands. You know how it goes. And then all of a sudden last year, I wake up one morning and I have pink eye.
For the first time in like 20 years.
In 20 years, I got pink eye. And I know I washed my hands and I'm not touching anything at work that's like that. I just touched the stuff at my desk. So I did know I went to the gym the day before. Whoops. So yeah. I can't do it anymore. I need a break. If in a few years things get better, I might consider it again, but I'm just going to do my 2 to 3 miles of cardio every day and call it good.
I need to work on that. I don't have 2 or 3 miles of cardio. I'm 2 or 3 feet of cardio, maybe. I'm working on it. I'm getting on a schedule again. I've been getting up early. I've been meditating. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to get my mind right every day. I have a longer commute now, so I've been trying to like mentally prepare for the commute. But I listen to a lot of uplifting stuff, which I've always kind of been like that. So let's see what else. Well, hold on. I don't want everybody to see my list. There you go. Okay. So no movie theaters. That's another one that's changing. And we are big movie watchers. I might add that.
You and your family.
We go to the movies. Well, we went to the movies several times, like probably twice a month. At least once minimum. We were always going at least once a month. But as many as 2 or 3 times during the summer. You know, anytime a new movie would come out. So we go to a lot of movies. So obviously that's not happening. They've reopened. Some of them have reopened, I guess, and they're promoting that they're open. I'm not going back. Unless it's a drive-in. If it's a drive-in, I'll go back because you're socially distant. But no, to go to a theater, those things have always been kind of grimy. You know, like the floor is always I don't know if I've ever been to a theater where the floor wasn't sticky.
Exactly.
I mean, damn, they could be brand new and the floor is sticky. But I mean, you've seen them, the kids that get paid like $8 an hour that half-ass clean your theater after you go to the movies. Those same kids that get paid $8 an hour now have to be entrusted to disinfect an entire theater. And you got to understand that, like, the seats are cushiony, you know, some of them are cloth, some of them are that pleather or whatever. You got to clean them all off. Even if it's not a full house, you got to clean them all off. Mm-hmm. You know, if it holds
between every show,
if it holds 50 people and only 10 people showed up, guess what? You don't just clean the 10 seats. You have to clean every seat because there's germs. And then if you really think about it, like these theaters have like stuff on the walls to like hold sound in. It's kind of spongy stuff. Mm-hmm. Foamy stuff. Technically, you need to clean all that shit too. Like, you can't just, like, somebody has to really be going around like fumigating the whole room.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you were
handrails that people touch, yes, to get up the stairs and the door handles, like,
to the back.
I think all the doors should open automatically. You shouldn't have to touch a door handle to open it anymore.
But it's just like, I mean, but think about the littlest things. Like, if it's got a reclining seat, like a little button to recline it, you gotta clean that little button. You gotta clean my seat. You mm-hmm. gotta clean the rails. If it's one of those places that's like a dining watch, then you gotta clean like the trays, and you gotta clean like all the stuff the waiters handle. Like, there's a whole thing.
Yeah, and then everyone uses the same pen or pencil.
Yeah, no,
I don't want to touch that.
Yeah, you gotta clean all that. Yeah,
that's a good point.
It's a whole thing, and menus. The little menus, all that stuff. But yeah, we've watched two of the big movies that we've watched that came out, like, I guess at the same time on demand. We saw Trolls World Tour, and then we saw Scooby-Doo. Here's the upside to this, is that when Scooby-Doo, we were able to buy. Trolls, it was just like a rental. But Trolls was for 48 hours. I paid $20 for 48 hours. Guess what? A 6-year-old's going to watch that thing 2 or 3 times. So you've made your money.
Yeah.
You know, we've gotten our money's worth, because $20 doesn't get me into the theater for but two of us. It cost me $25 to $30 for two of us, or for 2 to 3 of us, just to go to the theater. That's before we get snacks and drinks, and I mean, a trip to the movies for us is easily $100.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, I was able to save some money doing that. But then Scooby-Doo, like I said, he was able to buy it the day it came out.
Mm-hmm.
If they're saying like, oh, well, we don't want to release blockbusters like that. It's like, why not? Because guess what? The people, here's the way I see it. The people that maybe have never seen a Marvel movie, because like Black Widow was supposed to come out, they've never seen a Marvel movie before. Guess what? They'll probably buy it just because they've watched Netflix to the End of the World. And they're like, oh, let me just watch this. What's the hype about? And guess what? They might like it. And they might say, oh, well, there's 18 other Marvel movies. Let me watch them. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get it. I understand that they want the quote-unquote movie experience. The studios want that. But it's like, would you rather have your money today? Or would you rather wait to release the movie in 6 months? And in 6 months, you still might be in the same boat and have to release it anyways.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's, I wonder if these movie theaters, if this keeps up, like in the next 6 to 12 months, if they'll start having to create like their own streaming services for movies that aren't on Netflix and Hulu and stuff. So if it's not owned by Disney or one of those other Warner Brothers mm-hmm. and stuff like that, like will AMC have to start their own streaming service to see their movies that are released?
But they don't own them.
Cinemark.
But they don't own them. Disney Marvel owns it.
Well, Disney's not going to own every movie.
They're going to own everything before too long.
Well, maybe one day, but I would be interested to see if like Cinemark and all them have some type of subscription service to see new movies that were supposed to be released in theaters mm-hmm. to watch at home. Because unless Hulu or Disney Plus or Netflix gets it, I don't know how else I'd see it. Because mm-hmm. when you say you get it on demand, it's still on demand through Disney or Amazon.
I got it through Amazon Prime. Like I bought it through Prime. But the other thing too, like let's use the Marvel movies again as an example. You know, Marvel has a timeline. Like every film fits in a storyline. You can't say, oh, well, we're not going to release Black Widow. We're going to release this next. It's like, no, that's not the way it works. There's a story. There's a running story that is now 18, 19 movies deep. So you can't not play it in that order. Mm-hmm. So Marvel or Disney, if they say, no, we're going to delay, what's her name?
Black Widow.
We're going to delay Black Widow. Well, guess what? You've delayed every other Marvel movie. So if you push that back 6 months, you push them all back 6 months. You push it back a year, you push them all back a year. And you push all the movies that you have planned for the future back 6 months, a year. So for somebody like Disney, that's a big thing because you're, especially with Marvel, that's such a cash cow for them. You're moving them all back,
mm-hmm.
you know? Now, something like Fast and the Furious, for example, you know, that was scheduled to come out this year. That's going to get moved next year. But the same thing, the Fast and the Furious 9 was supposed to come out this year and 10 was supposed to come out next year. Well, now you can't release them both. So 9 gets delayed and 10 gets delayed. So, I mean, there's just so many different things with when it comes to movies. But drive-ins are still a thing, you know? Drive-ins are doing well, obviously. But, I mean, I'm cool with the streaming service. I'm okay if I can stream it. If I can pay $20, hell, if I had to pay $40 or $50 for a Marvel movie, I probably would. Because guess what? I'm going to get to watch it 2 or 3 times in that weekend, and I don't have to go anywhere, and I can just sit at home. And half the time, I end up having to watch the movie twice anyways, because I'm just one of those people that there's too much stuff going on. I'm like, oh, I got to watch it again to see what I missed. You know?
Mm-hmm.
There's something to be said. I like when a movie first comes out, and I've never seen it. But I also hate when I have to, like, get up and go pee, and I come back, and I miss 2 minutes. I'm like, what did I miss?
Yeah.
Now I can just pause it. It's like, oh, I'm going to go pee, and I'm gonna go
get a snack.
I'm gonna go get a exactly. If Andrew's like, "Hey, I want some more, you know, Skittles." Cool. I'm gonna go to the store. I'll be right back. Just pause that sucker. I'm gonna go to the corner store. Can't do that. Like, you got to go to the theater. You got to walk up, go get your stuff, come back, and you've missed 5 minutes.
Yep.
So movie watching is different. And again, we are pretty big movie watchers. So moving on my list here. Let's see here. What we got? Oh, this should have been number one for me, but casinos.
Oh, yes.
We,
how are you supposed to gamble?
Well, many a casinos have reopened. You know, here in Texas, we don't have any, but everything north of us in Oklahoma opened up yesterday. In Louisiana, it's been opened up for like a week. Vegas opens up on the 4th of June. Like, every casino I've gambled at in Vegas sent me an email yesterday. I got like 17 emails saying, hey, we're opening on June 4th. You know, come back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to do that. I don't know if I'm going to do that.
How the heck are they supposed to clean all of those slot machines after every single person uses it in the entire casino in all of Vegas? They can't.
Here's the thing I'll point out. For as smoky as Vegas casinos are, or any casino, they are pretty clean. Like, they have people that come by all the time and they put the chairs back and they spray it down. They've always kept it pretty clean. But yeah, to do it this way is like a whole other level. They're going to have to figure out occupancy, because you'll never be able to have it at full capacity the way it had been. Mm-hmm. You know, and they were saying that, like, you know, if a craps table holds 12 people, now it only holds 6 people. If a blackjack table had 6 people, now it holds 3 people. Everything is smaller. You're going to have more tables to accommodate more people. But, you know, I don't know, because the thing with me is that if I play a slot machine, I'll play it for a couple of spins, and then, like, I'll drop a couple bucks in it. I'm like, no, it's not doing anything. I'm going to play another one. And at some point, I'll land on one I feel comfortable on, and I'll play on for a while. But in the beginning, I'm just kind of bouncing around. Like, $5 here, $10 here, $15 here. It's like, nah, none of these are doing anything. So now I can't do that. I mean, I can, but I'd feel weird doing it, because I don't want to bounce around.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to mess up my mojo. So I have a solution. I do have a solution for this.
Tell me your solution.
My solution is Bovada, which is the internet gambling site. Bovada.
Bovada.
Bovada. It is the internet gambling site. It is illegal, technically, to gamble in the United States on Bovada. There's workarounds. Don't ask me how I know. So they have gambling for everything, for all sports, but they also have, like, virtual casinos. And it's not like a virtual reality thing. Like, you literally have, like this. You have, like, a live stream of somebody, like, a blackjack dealer. They have cameras on them. They have cameras, like, in all the places to make sure there's no funny business. And they're working the table.
Hmm.
You know? You have, like, an actual person in a room. And, like, it's almost like an empty casino. And you've got all these tables of different games. So I'm going to start illegal gambling, I think, is what I'm going to do. That's my cure.
Sounds like a great alternative, yeah. Sergio. Great, great alternative.
Illegal solution. Internet gambling.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm going to do.
Can I add on to that? Yeah. So, casinos are changing. What about strip clubs?
You know, that's a tough one. That is a tough one.
There's like, what are those strippers going to do for money?
What am I going to do to spend money on strippers? It's like, yeah, there's just, I was thinking of that the other day too. It's like, man, it's never going to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this sounds really weird, but like little things, like guys, and you know, girls are different. Y'all do different things to hang out, but like guys, hey, let's go to Hooters and have some wings and have some beer and watch the game. We're never going to do that again.
Not for a long time, probably.
I'm never going to get to go have lunch at the strip club. You know, it's just like, hey, let's go hang out. Let's have a steak. Let's watch some people dancing. Let's, you know, watch the game. Let's drink a beer. It's like, man, you just normal, relaxing. Like, I mean, and this is for both men and women, not just strip clubs. But I'm talking about, like, happy hour. Hey, let's get together for happy hour. Let's go have a drink. You know, so, you know, it's so-and-so's last day at the office. Let's go have a happy hour for him. I mean, you've done that 100,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
We've all done that. We've all done a happy hour for somebody's last day at work or for somebody's birthday or whatever. It's like, you can't do that anymore. You know?
Just, yeah.
Yeah. And
sucks.
RIP to the strip club. So, okay, moving on. Okay, so I was still planning a vacation. We had a vacation. We were going on vacation. We were going to go to California and visit some family. And we had booked it in February. And we canceled it. We got our money back. And now I can get a flight for like a third of the price of what I would have paid then. And mm-hmm. We already had a really good deal. We were paying like $150 round trip. Now I can probably get it for like $50 round trip.
Pretty much.
But obviously we're not going to California. So like travel. I mean, we had been flying several times a year, four or five times a year for the last five or six years. We've been going somewhere. So that's changed. You know, we still want to go travel somewhere. We still want to take a vacation. But we were sitting there talking about, like, where can we go? It's like, we don't want to go to the beach. There's too many people. Like, maybe we'll go to, like, a lake house. It's like, I don't really want to stay at a hotel. I would rather stay at, like, a cabin. Like, I would rather stay somewhere that's, like, or a bed and breakfast, something that's not as congested. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I don't want to be in a metropolitan area. I want to be, like, somewhere more natural. You know, Colorado or Arizona or something, not around as many people. You know, more around nature.
Mm-hmm.
And then, guess what? I'm not going to fly anymore. I'm going to drive. I don't want to fly that anymore. So, I mean, there's so many different things that have changed. Like I said, we had a flight booked. We had a flight booked. We had a hotel reservation. We had a car rental. We had everything. Like, we're going to California the week of July 4th. That's not going to happen now. And even if we could drive to California, I don't think I want to drive to California right now. You know?
Nope, that's a hot spot. You don't want to go there.
I know. But then that's the thing, too, though, is that, I mean, how do you know what's a hot spot and what isn't? How do you really know?
I mean, I think personally all the corona numbers are skewed. I'm not saying they're completely off, but I don't think they're 100% correct. But
do you think they're higher or lower?
I think they're slightly lower than what they're saying. But, I mean, considering California and New York are both coastal states and have some of the highest populations, like, they're going to have the largest amount of cases no matter what, you know, common sense. So, yeah, you just got to be careful if you're going to a place where, even if I don't know if the numbers are correct, but if it's still having the highest percentage of people with corona, you got to be very careful about where you travel. So, like, my family's from South Dakota, so if we wanted to go to South Dakota, I'm not too concerned because it's not as big a deal there as it would be if I try to go to New York right now.
I'm not going to lie. We have kicked around. Is South Dakota where Mount Rushmore is?
Yeah, Mount Rushmore in the Black Hills. Yeah, it's a great place.
But see, the thing is, like, we were talking about going to Branson, Missouri. Have you ever been to Branson?
Mm-mm.
Okay, Branson is like, I don't know, it's like an entertainment capital of, like,
yeah, country music.
Country music and all that.
Yeah.
A lot of little theme parks, little things here and there to do. But it's like, do we want to go do any of that crap? It's like, I've got a six-year-old. He wants to do stuff. You can't be like, okay, we're here. We're just going to hang out in the hotel.
Yeah.
You know? That's the other thing, is you got to keep them entertained. You can't go swimming at the pool. It just doesn't work. It's just not a good idea.
Nope.
You know?
Pools aren't open either, so.
They're not? Like, at all? Mine is, so. Y'all ain't coming to mine. Well,
you got one in your yard.
I know. I didn't know that they weren't open.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure community pools and water parks are still closed.
Oh, that's probably a good idea. Well, is that really a good idea? It's nothing but chlorine in that water. You'll open Six Flags before you'll open Hurricane Harbor. You can get wet and kill off COVID with your chlorine water.
I don't know. Does chlorine kill COVID? I feel like that'd be a really easy solution to our problem right now.
Well, aren't you supposed to bleach everything?
Bleach isn't chlorine.
I thought bleach had chlorine in it.
I don't know what bleach has in it. I don't know the chemical property, but bleach and chlorine are two different things. You can't swim in a pool that has a bunch of bleach in it.
It has enough in it. Well, you're not drinking the water.
Pools have chlorine in them, not bleach. Bleach is a different chemical compound.
But it's a part of. It's got the same thing. It's fine.
It's not fine. I can drink a cup of chlorine water and live, and if I drink a cup of bleach water, I probably have to go to the hospital.
That's true. You know, I had a number five, but I can't find it now, so I don't know what my number five is.
Oh, okay. You want me to finish my list then?
What would be a good number five on the fly? What's a good number five? Oh.
For you?
No, go ahead.
I mean, I'm sure your job is affected by COVID and how you, because I know you sell cars, how you sell cars is probably affected.
What I've learned is that rich people still buy cars. There's no pandemic. We sold a guy a $65,000 Mercedes convertible today, and he's like, I survived this round of COVID. I might not survive the next one. I better go ahead and buy the car. That was literally his logic. Is I'm going to go ahead and have fun because I probably won't be here next go around. Those were his words. He's like 60 something years old. And he's like, yeah. He goes, you just worry about those things when you get older. Wow. No, actually, the fifth one was eating out because we eat out a lot. Myrna's family, they're foodies, what you would call foodies. They like to go try new restaurants and all that. They like to get together and have like big family dinners, like at restaurants. We ain't doing that no more. It's all just cooking out.
Mm-hmm. I can only cook outside. Which is great to an extent for like you because it is a way to save money, but it's going to suck for restaurants because even when they can open up to a higher capacity, a lot of people won't want to go eat out. So they're still going to suffer.
Well,
a lot of the restaurants I love that I used to go to all the time have closed down. My favorite Mexican place is closed for good, and I'm really upset about it.
Where is that at?
If you're familiar with the Garland area, it was near the Firewheel Mall. Mm-hmm. It was called Don Arturo's, and it was very authentic Mexican food. So it wasn't Tex-Mex. It was very authentic Mexican, and they had the best food. They had really great food, great service. The drinks were great. They had a full tequila bar, just nice. Awesome. And they're closed down.
Well, here's the thing. Let's say that there's restaurants I like to go to and they're still open. Well, guess what? I don't want to take it to go. It's not the same. Mm-mm. It never tastes the same. Once you put it in that little styrofoam thing, it doesn't taste the same.
Nope.
So, like, there's a ton of, like, okay, for example, Wingstop. I love Wingstop. That's like my ritual. I used to go almost every week to get me wings. Before we recorded something, I would go get wings. And I would just hang out, just kind of my little ritual. Mm-hmm. And it's not that Wingstop has the greatest wings or anything. It's just, to me, stuff like that tastes different. Like, even if I just get it right then and there and it's warm and hot and I take it, it's lost some kind of luster. I haven't had Wingstop in like 12 weeks. So just little stuff like that. I mean, it's just the money that I would spend. I don't know where it's going because I still don't have it. I'm doing something with it. I think I'm working on the house or something. But
you know what's so ironic is that I literally ate Wingstop right before we got on this call.
You did?
My dad bought us Wingstop for dinner because my mom didn't feel like cooking anything. So he just stopped by Wingstop on his way home from the hardware store and we had wings.
I miss it. Okay, let's go with your list. I know I've taken up some time, but it's okay. We got time.
Okay. Well, I already went over my number one, which was working out at home. Obviously, no more gym for Caitlin. So for me, every summer, I like to go to concerts. So you guys go to the movies. I'm not the biggest movie person. I never have been. I don't go to the movies that much. I'm lucky if I go to the movies once a month. But in the summer, I always try to go to concerts because you can have the big outdoor concerts because, you know, it's warmer outside. They can get more people in there. Mm-hmm. The tickets are cheaper. And that's when everyone comes to town. I see a lot of country artists. A lot of pop artists come too. Like I saw Kendrick Lamar a couple summers ago. But I always try to get my country concerts in during the summer because they're cheaper. Mm-hmm. That ain't happening this summer. Everyone's tour has gotten postponed. Thank God I did not pre-buy any tickets to any concert because no one's being refunded for their tickets.
Really?
Because, yeah, they're keeping the money because they've postponed the concert to other dates.
It's postponed.
It's just postponed. They haven't canceled. I don't know if certain artists have canceled their tours, but as far as I'm aware, everyone that I was following has just postponed. So anyone who bought tickets already has not gotten their money back because they'll get to go later. That really sucks because this could get postponed for till next summer potentially. And so if you spent $200 on two tickets or four tickets or whatever it may be, that's still $200 you're not going to get to use for a year, potentially. And I would be very upset. I would want my money back.
Well, yeah, because in a year, you might not have a job and you might need that money.
Yeah. What if I don't have a job or if I don't want to go to see that artist anymore?
What if they break up? Yeah.
What if someone gets corona? What if someone dies? Like, I'm being dead serious. Like, anything could happen. So your only option is when the concert finally does roll around and you definitely know it's happening, is to try to resell the tickets on StubHub.
Whatever, or you'll whatever. Be able to buy them cheap. It's like anything else. You'll be able to buy them
cheap. And you're going to have to sell them for less than what you bought them for, probably. So thank God I didn't do that. But I am pretty upset because I love going to concerts. It's one of my favorite things to do. I didn't get to go to a lot of concerts growing up, but now that I'm an adult and I can buy my own tickets, I love to go. So that's kind of a bummer. So my third thing, which kind of plays into the whole eating out thing, is that bars are still closed. I believe so. Some of unless them. I just changed.
They've opened. They opened up last
week. Bars. I know restaurants have been open.
No, bars 25%. Were able to open up. They were like the last wave or the second to last wave, but yeah, they started opening last Friday.
This week? Last Friday. Okay, so literally less than a week ago. But that being said, I'm still going to be very cautious about where and when I go out because I still don't want to go out very much around people. And I used to go to bars, and especially during the summer, a lot. Not saying I'm an alcoholic, but Friday, Saturday nights, we're bored. What do we want to do? Oh, let's go to a bar and watch the game, or it's happy hour, like you said. So I think this summer I'm going to end up drinking a lot less.
Well, okay, going with the bar thing, and I don't know, I can't speak for the women's restroom. I can just speak for the men's. Men's bathrooms at the bar aren't that clean. There's usually pee everywhere. There's usually no soap. And there's usually very little toilet paper, which I've never had to do that in the men's bathroom, but I know that. And there's not really any paper towels. So how do you remedy that? Because there are I don't know about women's side, but the men's side historically is just pee, wash your hands however you can and go. Like do this and like dry them off on your shirt. Is that how the women's one, are they like that too?
It depends on what bar I'm at. If it's just like a hole in the wall place, yeah, the restrooms aren't that great. Normally two out of the three stalls will have clogged toilets or something, or one will be clogged, and you know it's clogged because it's full of like toilet paper and other unmentionables. The second stall will probably have pee all over it because we sit when we pee, so I don't know how you're missing. You're squatting obviously because you got it everywhere except in the toilet, and so there'll be one semi-clean, decent stall, and the toilet paper will be low because everyone's using that stall. And then normally there's paper towels, but yeah, sometimes we're out of soap, sometimes we're out of paper towels. The sink's covered in water.
Do girls poop a lot at the bar? Like where they clog up the two out of three toilets?
I think they're pooping a lot there more than I initially thought.
Like, God, women's restrooms sound horrible compared to the men's.
I mean, it's, and then, you know, we have that time of the month, so sometimes that stuff is around too, and that's really gross.
It looks like a Jason movie, just blood everywhere. Yeah,
just gross. So I think I'm not going to be going to bars as much this summer, so I'm not going to be drinking as much. I might have to start buying beer and stuff at the store and just drinking at home.
It's way
cheaper. It's a lot cheaper, but I really don't drink at home that much. I typically only drink when I'm out and socializing.
Okay, what do you drink? So, what's your drink of choice at a bar?
Probably like a gin and tonic.
Okay, do you get like a good gin? Do you just get like a well, or what do you get?
Depending on where I'm at. If it's like a really crappy bar, I'll try to get like the better gin, but if I'm at like a nicer bar and the well is already a nice gin, I just get the well.
Well, okay. So for that example, okay, you might spend what, $8-$10 on that gin and tonic. You can buy like a pretty nice gin and a pretty big bottle of gin for like $30-$40 of a good gin.
Oh yeah, I know. Oh yeah.
It's like you can buy four drinks at the bar. You can buy, you know, 14 drinks. Yeah, I'm learning, you know, I'm working on that too.
So I might work on the bartending skills and see if I can make some fun cocktails at home, but I just don't drink at home a lot. I don't think about it. It's not something I feel like I try to do all the time. I don't know, it's just weird. It's just like home and alcohol don't mix for me. I always go out to drink alcohol.
I'm the same way. I literally had this thing full of the vodka drink, and like I'll be going to bed pretty soon after all this. But if it's me going out on a Thursday night, I can drink like 42 of these.
Oh yeah.
But just being at home, you're just like, oh, I'm so tired. Mm-hmm. What else? What else you got? What else is different for you?
My number four. So normally in the summer, I might go shopping more. I tend to go buy, you know, swimsuits and things like that, or whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. But I think this summer, instead of going to retail stores like that, I am going to be going to the hardware store a lot more.
Wow.
I'm in the process of trying to get a house, and I know once the house is like built and contracts are signed and things like that, I'm going to be spending a lot of time at Home Depot, because I've already been there once to look at paint. Like, I got to start thinking about paint and faucets and light fixtures and flooring and doors and sinks and all this stuff that I've never literally ever had to think about before in my life. So I got to start going to the hardware store and looking at pricing and options and what's out there. And it's so much, and I'm lost already.
Mm-hmm. And you're building this thing from the ground up.
I know.
Yeah. You find out real quick, carpet, like this carpet, and what the difference is between this carpet and this carpet.
Yeah.
And, oh, you want this carpet, but you need this pad. And oh, you want this laminate flooring. That's going to cost you this much more. Oh yeah. There's so much stuff. Mm-hmm.
And comparing what I should get through my builder versus what I should try to do myself and get supplies from Lowe's and Home Depot later. So it's this whole thing. It's a whole thing.
Welcome to adulting.
That's what married people do. They go to Home Depot.
I already told you. You go to Home Depot for the stuff that you need, but you go to Lowe's for the stuff that you want.
Yep. I'm going to keep that in mind.
You'll get nice accessories at Lowe's. Mm-hmm. Home Depot's just got the crappy builder stuff, but... You know, if you want a nice ceiling fan or nice accent lighting or something, go to Lowe's. Their stuff is always nicer, and it's pretty much the same price as the Home Depot stuff, but just twice as nice.
Or Lowe's is the Target of hardware stores.
Yes, exactly. Just don't burn it down.
So my number five on my list, let's see. So I recently purchased some online video classes, because I don't know if y'all saw this, but Entrepreneur was offering their $1,600 Adobe video course for $30 for the past couple weeks. So I bought it because I want to increase my Adobe skills. And so I think this summer I'm going to spend the summer learning that and watching those videos, because I don't have a lot of places I can go anymore. So I can't go to the gym. I can't go to concerts. I'm not going to be going out to dinner a whole lot. I can't go on vacation. So I'm going to spend my time learning and educating myself this summer, which I haven't done in years, because summer school was always the worst thing ever, because you just want to relax out by the pool, and I can't even go to the pool anymore. And I don't have a pool, so no pool for me. So I'm going to learn. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, I'll let you learn, and I'll go to the pool.
You can go, yeah, because you have a pool. You can go hang out in your pool. I don't have a pool, so I'm going to watch videos and educate myself.
I highly recommend a pool. You're moving into a house that has a community pool, and you can't even use the dang thing. I recommend a pool. Invest in a pool.
When we can financially afford a pool, we'll consider getting one.
Nobody can financially afford a pool. They're a drain on your economy. They're kind of like children, but it's a necessary. They're like children. They're a necessary evil.
Gotcha. They don't add value to your home either.
Just like children. Children don't add value to my home either. But you still have them. There's nothing that prevents you from having them. It's just nice to have around. Just food for thought.
Maybe one day.
Maybe not.
But not anytime soon.
Maybe not the starter home, but maybe the permanent home.
I think the forever home will definitely consider one. But this house might not get one, just because I can't. Too much right now.
Yeah. Kiddie pool it is. Kiddie pool.
I am open to getting like a jacuzzi, above ground jacuzzi. I am totally down for that.
I think you should get one of those. I think you would appreciate that.
Oh yeah. I'd use that sucker all the time.
Mm-hmm. So see, there's a lot of stuff. As you can see, there is a lot of stuff that we're doing differently that you're doing differently than I am. I just lost something. I lost video to something somewhere.
Oh no.
I don't know.
I mean, Oh no, we're kind of breaking up on social media a little bit.
I don't know what's going on here.
Oh wait, no, we're back.
We're back.
We're good. I see us.
I don't know. I don't see. Well, I see you. I don't see me anymore. I don't know. Whatever.
We're still up there. You're up in the corner.
You gotta love live stuff. It's just the liveness of it, I guess. Yeah, I don't
know. Makes it fun.
Camera one just completely crashed, but me and you are still here, so that's good. Yeah. So I think that's going to wrap us up. I mean, we've had a pretty good show, 50 minutes, which is good for us.
Oh my gosh, already?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're right.
See? Your hair looks fabulous, by the way.
Thank you. I was able to get it done.
It looks super done and like puffy and healthy. And
would you believe I got 6 inches cut off?
No.
I did.
It looks like a poodle's hair or something, like a poodle's fur. Very, very nice.
Just voluptuous is the word.
Very voluptuous.
For.
That's the word.
Yes.
So next week, Miss Caitlin is going to start a new movie review.
Kate's movie review.
We are doing a Kate's movie review. We're not going to do these back to back to back, but Miss Caitlin is going to start watching The Matrix.
That's right. I've never seen Keanu Reeves in The Matrix. You want to know how I know Keanu Reeves? John Wick. And then when they're like, oh, so you've seen him in The Matrix. I'm like, what?
You saw him in Bill and Ted, him. And you saw him in everything else. In Speed.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, my God.
I haven't seen Bill and Ted.
We need to, so much stuff to learn. Let's start with The Matrix. The Matrix was like it.
Yeah.
So if you like John Wick, the stunt coordinator for The Matrix is the director of John Wick.
Okay.
So the same kind of stunt work. And you got to understand, Keanu Reeves is doing a lot of his own stunts. Mm-hmm. He knows martial arts. He's a really good stunt man. Him and Tom Cruise are both like really good stunt guys. So you'll appreciate The Matrix. But
I'm excited. I'm pumped. So I can't wait to watch it and review it and let y'all know my thoughts.
Yeah, I might even sit down and watch it again. I haven't seen it in a couple of years. So I might sit down and do this trilogy review with you.
Whoop,
so
whoop.
I'm excited. So that's coming up next week. We're still working on getting back to the local game store. We have not abandoned the local game store. They haven't abandoned us. It's just a matter of timing, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So we're still working.
We got to be precautious, safety first. Mm-hmm. We love them and we hope to be back to them soon. So we'll keep y'all posted.
Yes. But in the meantime, you have us here remotely on a semi-normal schedule. And hopefully that'll get better too. So let's thank the sponsors. Obviously the local game store. Mm-hmm. Dish Young Ideas. Wave Space Audio. Thank you for my music. Our music.
Thank you so much.
Always love his music now. KenyaLendAHand.org. East Texas Championship Wrestling. Ace Remodeling. And Texas Soundworks.
Whoop.
So on behalf of them and myself and Miss Caitlin.
Hey.
We are Law and Disorder, and we will holler at you guys next time.
Peace.
Let's let you go out with some music here.